I knew a guy that thought he had the answers. Day after day, he would convince himself that he knew it all. He stopped searching for the truth. He thought he had possessed it. But it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. I knew a dog who found himself a bone and he buried it, he cherished it, and kept it for himself. One day he tried to dig it up, but no, he couldn't find it. So it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. I knew a preacher who preached all false doctrines. Week after week, he lied to the sheep and caused them all to stray. One day he died and stood before his maker. And it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. I knew a woman who was so independent. She had a job, a career, and didn't need a man. Far too late, she thought she'd have some children. But it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. I knew a snake who pretended to be human. He laughed, he smiled, he acted out the part. He had so much money, he thought he'd never lose it. But it turned out bad, man. It turned out bad. It turned out bad, man. Yes, it turned out bad. It turned out bad, man. Yes, it turned out bad. You're listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network here at eurofolkradio.com.
It's a twister! It's a twister!
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Well, stay away from me. Or I'll stuff a mattress with you. And you, I'll use you for a beehive.
I'm not afraid of her. I'll see you get safely to the wizard now, whether I get a brain or not. Stuff a mattress with me. Heh. I'll see you reach the wizard, whether I get a heart or not. Beehive, bad. Let her try and make a beehive out of me.
How about a little fire, Scarecrow?
Lions and tigers and... Bears. Oh, my.
Lions.
Tigers.
Bears.
Oh, my. Lions.
I'll get you, my pretty. And your little dog, too.
Why, you're nothing but a great big coward.
You're right. I am a coward. I haven't any courage at all.
Well, my little pretty, I can cause accidents, too.
Well, you didn't have to go and hit me, did you? Is my nose bleeding?
Well, of course not. My goodness, what a fuss you're making.
Oh, what's happening? What is it? I can't run anymore. I'm so sleepy.
Let's get out of here. Look, Emerald City is closer and prettier than ever.
This is the spell, this is. It's the Wicked Witch. What do we do? Help!
Oh, so she is. Well, bust my buttons. Why didn't you say that in the first place? That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
I am Oz, the great and powerful. Who are you?
Bring me the broomstick of the Witch of the West.
But if we do that, we'll have to kill her to get it.
Bring me her broomstick, and I'll grant your requests. Now go.
But what if she kills us first?
I do believe in spooks. I do believe in spooks. I do. I do. I do. I do. I do. I do believe in spooks. I do believe in spooks. I do. I do. I do. I do. I do. I do.
done delicately.
Going so soon? I would hear of it. Why, my little party's just beginning.
Courage. What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on the mast to wave? Courage.
I'm melting! Melting! Oh, what a world! What a world!
Do not arouse the wrath of the great and powerful Oz.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Ain't it the truth? 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 Ain't it the truth?
You're listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network here at eurofolkradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is another headline news scan report. Well, as I always say at the beginning of the show, I talk about the fact that I think that you'd love to tag along with me as I comment on the headlines of today, which I suppose I should tell you it's August 20th, 2019. Yes, it's going quick. Within a month, it'll be the end of the summer, a month and a day. Time is flying. Tempus fugit. Okay. Let's begin to look into these headlines. Well, Jewish AG fires Jewish prison chief after death of Jewish Mossad agent Jeffrey Epstein. You see, Jewish Attorney General fires Jewish prison chief after death of Jewish Mossad agent Jeffrey Epstein. I'd say that says it all. How about you? Let's see. A thought, you know, THOT, it's those women pretending to be a doctor wants to electrocute people to make them more tolerant. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, the filthy, dirty Jew, Macron, accuses Putin of being a despot. Northern Ireland watch. Bombs are going off again. There must be a Jew and a Negro in the woodpile somewhere. Germany, politicians shocked that refugees are vacationing in war zones. Coca-Cola to Hungary, it's time for a suppository of man meat. That's a little graphic, I'm sure. But what the point is there is the companies are now showing their true faces, showing who's running them. You know it's Jews, right? And they're all promoting anal sex with men on men. I mean, I don't know how much. Here's another headline of the same thing. Group of corporate CEOs declare their core goal is no longer making money. It's promoting anal sex. Now, we've seen that with McDonald's, Pepsi, I believe, Coca-Cola now, and several others. When Epstein was locked up the first time, the jail store sold him children's panties. You know, this stuff is so bizarre. You can't, you know, you just can't even make this stuff. You couldn't make it up. It's just so bizarre. listen to this, and I ask you to continue to pray for South Africa, our people in South Africa. I know I am, and I hope you will too. Listen to this one. South Africa, 3 farm attacks in one day, 2 farmers murdered. He says, it seems to me that the blacker South Africa gets, the worse it becomes for whites. I think he's right. UK, gentleman with a quintessentially British name stabs social worker to death. Of course, he's not a white man, of course. Guilty verdict for colored teen who stabbed his white girlfriend 43 times. Are you listening, white women? Guilty verdict for colored teen who stabbed his white girlfriend 43 times. Let's look into this quickly. Oh my goodness. Tran Walker stabbed his ex-girlfriend Peyton Sullivan 43 times. He stabbed his friend Felipe Negron Jr. another 17 times. Phew, man. Can you imagine? Seriously, can you even begin to realize how crazy this world has gotten now? Unbelievable. Fatness is the highest cancer risk next to smoking, and the entire medical industrial complex is a scam. I couldn't agree more. Okay, let's venture off to the next one. Dogs are dying from toxic algae. I guess you'd say algae, exposure all over the country. Numerous dogs have died from a deadly strain of blue-green algae that is being found in lakes and streams all over the country. Blue-green algae is also known as cyanobacteria and is most likely to thrive in bodies of warm, fresh water. When the temperature reaches over 75 degrees, you are more likely to come into contact with this type of bacteria. The algae can be harmful to fish and animals, and sometimes even humans. Hong Kong's ultra-rich lose patience with protesters as their profits dive. Oh, here's a nice headline, ladies and gentlemen. Let me take a sip of my cocoa. New California law says police should kill only when necessary. Well, what were they doing before? Yeah, they were killing all over the place. Now, listen to this. This should tell you something, this headline. This Ghislaine Maxwell, who is a Mossad operative, it's a woman, and it's the one that would feed Jeffrey Epstein with all these women. Listen to this headline, and you should understand what it's telling you. Ghislaine Maxwell, spotted at an In-N-Out Burger, reading a book about the deaths of CIA operatives. You get the threat there? She was deliberately spotted, you understand, reading this book. And the book title is a message to CIA operatives. This is very interesting, and I knew that the Jews didn't want to lose this money that this fellow had. Jeffrey Epstein signed will 2 days before his death, leaving behind nearly $600 million trust. Nearly a $600 million trust. I believe if he dies and didn't have a will, it would go to the state or the government. So the Jews made sure it went to somebody, and I would think you know who it's going to. I don't know, this headline seems a little radical, but let's see what it says. 500 million bees drop dead in Brazil amid jump in pesticide use. Make of that what you will. Study links fluoridated water during pregnancy to lower IQs. An influential medical journal published a study Monday that links fluoride consumption during pregnancy with lower childhood IQs, a finding that could undermine decades of public health messaging, firing up conspiracy theories, and alarm mothers-to-be. We've been warned about fluoride. I've warned about it. It makes you docile. It's not good for your teeth at all. You've been constantly lied to. You've been promised peace. You've been promised your teeth would be better if you had fluoride. It's all lies. These people can do nothing else but lie because they're in a world entrenched and full to the top with lies. Seattle parks becoming no-go areas because of homelessness and trash. Beijing's secret Plan B converting Shenzhen into the new Hong Kong. Wait till you hear this headline. Are you ready for this one? Seriously. You know, I don't know how much of the news I believe anyway, but this is what we got. So listen to this one. Epstein was given three 12-year-old French girls as a birthday present. Let me go into the article. I'm going to be doing that on my news, of course. Jeffrey Epstein once had three 12-year-old girls flown in from France for him to abuse as a sadistic birthday present. Unsealed court documents have alleged. Can you believe what you're hearing? And can you even begin to believe what you're hearing? I mean, this world is so off kilter. The French girls, believed to be sisters, were a gift from Epstein's longtime acquaintance and frequent guest, Jean-Luc Brunel, another Jew. Let's see what else. Okay, that's it for that one. Democratic funding dinner included simulated assassination of President Trump. T-Rump. Unbelievable. Bombshell. Doctor says Epstein suffered hemorrhaging in neck, a sign of homicide. Now, this doctor said he's done over 20,000 autopsies and he's never seen, you know, a hanging have these particular breakages, okay? Listen to this stupid headline right here. Global warming. Now, they're using the term global warming here, which really is climate change now. It's got a new name. Global warming hits a new low as 100 people attend funeral for Icelandic glacier. People are out of their minds, boy. CNN fake news, Angela Rye. White men who think like you are the greatest terror threat. Well, you better be afraid, lady, because the white man is the finest warrior on the planet. You better be afraid. Because when the Anglo-Saxon awakens, you will find out what's going to go on. Now, here's this mentally ill woman, if she even is a woman, Warren, Elizabeth Warren. And that's usually a Jew name, by the way. You know, the Warren investigation or the Warren report. I forget what it was called during Nixon's time. These are the Jews. I'm not saying everybody with the name Warren is Jew, but many of them are. Warren's plan for gun control includes raising taxes and going after gun manufacturers. Isn't that wonderful? Just what we need, a mentally ill woman in charge of the country. Yeah, that would be real good, wouldn't it? Let's see, what else? Breaking. T-Rump defunds Planned Parenthood of $60 million in taxpayer dollars. Los Angeles residents fed up with officials demand change. So, what else? Yeah. This is older, but it says Senator Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren apologizes to Native Americans and scrubs DNA test from her website. In other words, she's a liar. Ah, goodness gracious. Incredible. Listen to this one. Dear CNN fake news, Cali's biggest cities are facing defecation crises. Is that news? Defecation crises. When have you ever heard that in America? Never, right? So are these people equal with us? Or, of course, the question, it's ridiculous. This equality nonsense is such a fable of the Jews. It's so off kilter. There's no way it could be real. It's not real. I don't care if you're one of these big equality nuts or social justice warriors. If you open your eyes for a few seconds, you'll know that these people aren't equal with us. Let's get real here, will you? Busted. Witness comes forward to claim he saw CNN fake news Don Lemon sexually assault man. Let's see. Oh, listen to this. And the thing starts off. Ha, 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 ha. Biden says he has a plan. That's funny in itself. But he says he has a plan to make health care more affordable for Americans. Oh, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does. But which Americans? See, there's the real Americans and these fake Americans. All right, so there you go. There you go. Boom. Okay, let's see next one. Let's see what we see. I don't know, Nobel, blah, blah, blah. All right, let me look. Let's go to a different site here. Yeah, let's go to this one. All right. Wow. Hunter fights off mountain lion with pocket knife and rocks on dark Colorado trail. See how I read that? Hunter fights off mountain lion with pocket knife and rocks on dark Colorado trail. See the difference? I love it. Listen to this. Joe Biden, he is so mentally ill. He's another one who's mentally ill. He's a Jew that's got mental problems, and he needs to be on some heavy medication if he isn't already. Joe Biden calls President Trump erratic and vicious in first 2020 TV ad. This Bernie fellow, he's pointing again. He's pointing again. Oh, Epstein partner Ghislaine Maxwell staged recent pictures with help of attorney. You know what that means, right? Attorney. I'll bet it's a Jew. But what's really important is what I told you. They staged those pictures with her reading about the death of the CIA agents. You get it? In other words, it's a threat. Sanctuary County ignores ICE detainer request, releases alleged rapist back into the public. What state is this in? Oh, my goodness. This thing is real bad looking. An illegal alien from El Salvador was arrested in Montgomery County, a sanctuary for illegal immigrants or migrants, and charged with second-degree rape and second-degree assault. Oh, that's Maryland, of course. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I saw this headline that said that Trump was going to stop foreign aid, but I'll bet you, how much you want to make a bet that he's not going to stop foreign aid to Israel? Hmm? Let's see. Man 20 pleads not guilty to threatening Jewish center with shooting video. Now you're threatening somebody with a shooting video. I mean, see, this just goes on, and pretty soon they'll say, well, we got him with the facial recognition thing, saw that he might be potentially a shooter. I mean, this stuff just gets crazier and crazier all the time. Judge throws out suit against sheriff over immigration detentions. That's a Virginia sheriff. You see, an illegal alien's class lawsuit in which he claimed a Virginia sheriff violated his constitutional rights by detaining him. An illegal alien doesn't have any rights in our country at all. And even legal aliens don't have a right in our country. Oh, my goodness. Bodyguard for CNN fake news April Ryan. CNN's fake news April Ryan gets charged with assault after video appears to show him hitting reporter. she's a negress. And I bet she's got a big mouth, and I bet she's not tolerable, if you know what I mean. Andrew Homo weighs in on brother Chris Homo's Frito outburst. Two Italian Jews. Okay, let's see what else we've got here. Let's see. I'm just looking for headlines. Philippines warns of unfriendly greeting for uninvited Chinese warships. Oh, Trump urges India and Pakistan to reduce tensions in call with leaders. Yes, tensions are heating up. Ebola continues to spread in Congo, stoking regional tension. Now, they said they had the cure, remember? They said that they have a cure for Ebola and that it's no longer a threat, yet people could still get Ebola. What else? I don't see much more here. At least 19 dead after fuel truck crash in western Uganda. Well, maybe the Negro was looking at his cell phone. Customer shoots waiter to death in France. I have to look at this now. What did the guy do to him? Bring him pork or something? And this is insane. I mean, it's not funny that the waiter was shot. It's just, this world is just so gonzo. A waiter was shot and killed in a restaurant near Paris about 9:15 a.m. on Friday, August 16th. The shooter was apparently a customer who got impatient waiting for a sandwich, according to the local France paper. Now, doesn't that sound crazy? Attempts were made to revive the 28-year-old waiter who had been shot in the shoulder with a handgun. A witness said the customer lost his temper because his sandwich was not prepared fast enough. Sounds like the Negroes at McDonald's today, doesn't it? Remember the one that just recently, they didn't put lettuce on her sandwich, so she went berserk? The police told the local news outlet that an investigation is underway and the suspect is still at large. How did the suspect get away?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, and this restaurant opened up just 3 or 4 months ago. Very interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in this world, folks. A lot of stuff going on that shouldn't be going on. Okay, let's take a look. Let's see what we got. We're probably, that's what I figured. Okay, let's whip on and check this one. Impeachment time. No more excuses for a train wreck foreign policy. Well, I don't know. This one is kind of a funny news site. Let's see what the Daily Sheeple has. Sometimes I haven't been to this for a while, and now I found it again, and I was like, well, let's take a look at it. You know what I mean? This isn't normal. It says Kansas and Oklahoma have been hit by 65 earthquakes. 65? You know the number, right? Florida red flag laws and a case of mistaken identity. See, here it is already, right? You got these communist laws. Extreme risk. I think I'll save this for the news. But extreme risk protection orders, commonly referred to as, extreme risk protection orders. Did you hear that? Commonly referred to as red flag laws, have been at the forefront of the gun control debate. The idea is simple. If a person is deemed mentally unstable and a risk to themselves or others, he or she can be stripped of their firearms. Oh, well, then we can just determine that everybody's mentally ill then. That's just that simple. You know, I was talking about that. You see, they're trying to come through the back door here to steal your firearms, although pistols and rifles aren't in the definition of firearms. Get it? Now listen, how they're trying to take the guns away is, number one, anybody that's gone to a psychiatrist should not have a gun. Number two, anyone that ever smoked marijuana shouldn't have a gun. So what they do is make marijuana illegal, so all kinds of people go out and buy marijuana. Then they put them on the list and say, well, they can no longer have guns. So you just wiped out a whole bunch of people there, right? And then the children in the schools, they make them go to a psychiatrist if they have ADHD or whatever it is, you know what I mean? And they put them on medication. Therefore, they can't have guns. Then the people that come back from the military can't have guns. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you is that this is like doing it through the back door. Eventually, they'll get to 50% of the people can't have guns. And then it'll go further and further until nobody can have guns. This is another way of pulling this off, ladies and gentlemen. And it's got to be stopped. It says just last week, a man in Florida had his firearms confiscated simply because he had the same name as a criminal. That's right. A man was stripped of his Second Amendment right because the police failed to differentiate a law-abiding citizen with a thug. There you go. Oh, geez. So this guy looks to me like he's not white at all. And it says, Ohio man arrested for threatening to shoot up Jewish community center. And he's smiling in his little orange suit. But he looks to me like he's a Jew. Right away, I can. And, of course, he's got glasses and he's a supposed white man, but he doesn't really look that white. And that's the whole thing right there. See, not only is he from Ohio, they're trying to do something to the state of Ohio, obviously. Let me put that in. Maybe we'll check that out for the news. Border crossings are down, but still higher than previous years. You've got a mentally ill woman Democratic congresswoman calls Antifa peaceful protesters. That'd be like calling the devil a good creature. Right? Yeah. Let's see. Antifa, we didn't come here to talk. See, they came to beat people with bats and things like that. But this, that can't be true because this woman up here just said that they're peaceful protesters. See the contradiction there? I mean, something's wrong somewhere. Antifa said they didn't come there to talk. What do you do if you when the talking is done? You fight, right? That's what they came there for. That's what they came there for in Germany in the time of the Third Reich. Okay, I don't see a whole lot more. Oh, yes, this filthy, dirty, half-breed Jew Negroid, Kamala Harris, pitches gun control laws that would target white nationalists. Now, see, there you go. What did I just tell you? So now everybody's a white that's white is a white nationalist, right? So now white people can't have guns. See how that would work? Yes, this Negroid who shot six officers in Philadelphia, the suspect has extensive, not just a criminal history, including prior weapons charges, but an extensive criminal history, including prior weapon charges. Okay, anything else? Yes, the Daily Sheeple appears on Google's blacklist of conservative sites. I have the list, and I've been checking out some of the sites. Some of them I don't understand why they would be... They're nothing, you know, they're gaming sites, some of them, or whatever. But I found a couple of good sites, but nothing really. Two California counties sue T-Rump administration over new green card rules. Ah, death by firing squad looms for Utah man after losing latest appeal. What else? Anything else? Oh, listen to this. T-Rump administration to start enforcing 1996 immigration law, saving taxpayers billions. They're going to just start it now. What's the year now? You know, I've seen about enough of Charles Schumer, too. I'll tell you, I'd like to see him gone. Schumer proposes bill to regulate body armor. These filthy, dirty Jews, they want to shoot us to death. This is a child of the devil. He's pointing his finger up. So in other words, I notice these Democrats, even Trump, points their finger up. If you're pointing at someone else, it's an offense. Who do you think is up that they're pointing at? Huh? Who do you think they're pointing at that's up above them? Why, it's the Father. I never noticed that till just now, till I see this ugly, dirty, filthy Jew, Charles Schumer, pointing up. It just dawns on me. Visa and MasterCard pledge not to block firearm purchases as guns sales surge. Oh, here we go. FBI arrests Las Vegas man allegedly planning attack on synagogue and LGBTQ community. Hello, the FBI. geez, the guy that they're showing, he's not white at all, but they make him look white. He's got big fat lips. He looks like a hybrid and hybrid Negroid to me. He does not look white. So let's hold on to that. Here they are trying to keep on playing this game that the white supremacists. Okay, how about this one? Listen to this. Sacramento salon owner claims Californian homeless crisis is forcing her to relocate after 15 years because she has grown sick of multiple break-ins and cleaning up syringes, urine, and feces from outside her premises every day. Can you imagine? Unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. This total loser. I'm in it for the long run, claims New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. And that's not his real name, by the way. As his 2020 bid stays at virtually zero in the polls and claims voters won't make up their minds until the last minute. Three more women sued Jeffrey Epstein's $500 million estate. Now, they said it was more than that before, right? And notice how it was put in a trust. So they probably won't be able to sue it, you see? The Jews are very tricky, tricky serpents. They really are. Tornado, hail, and flood warnings issued for Midwest and Northeast as southern states are told to prepare for scorching temperatures. Let's take a look. Yeah. Well, I'm just out of its range, praise be to the Father. But those that are in its range, may the Father have mercy. Of course, my state is in the range, though. And the funny thing about it is, the devil's very angry at Missouri because Missouri is very conservative and has laws against the federal government, which means against the devil. That's exactly what it means. Okay, what else is going on? Child sex trafficking victim Sinoitia Brown, 31, says she's loving every single thing about being in her own home following her release from prison after serving 15 years. So she's in her own home right after she gets out of prison. Geez, I wonder who paid for the home. Oh, my goodness. Murder trial set for Ohio cheerleader charged with bashing in her newborn baby's skull and burying her in the yard just days after prom as defense loses bid to hide evidence suggesting she set the baby on fire. Oh, it's an Ohio cheerleader. Geez, that's an awful evil place lately. I'm not sure how much of these things I believe, seriously. Moment cops arrest a 15-year-old boy who threatened on a gaming site to take his father's assault weapon to school and shoot at least 7 people, but claims he was joking. Yeah, it's getting strange, folks. Getting very strange. 3rd family sues Washington, D.C. charter school after teacher was convicted of sexually abusing 6 elementary students. Now, you'd have to look into who this fella is, but it's an implication that he's white, but nope, he's not. teacher Manuel Garcia Fernandez, 38, 3 and 8 is 11, sexually abused 6 students there. Told you the names with EZ at the end means that they have JEW in them. You dig? Okay. Wiggins. I wonder what kind of name Wiggins is. PewDiePie got married. Isn't that interesting? Judge rejects Jeffrey Epstein's accuser's request to have a list of his recruiters after his legal team filed a motion to suppress the files 2 days before his suicide, and the petition was thrown out in light of his death. Very interesting, isn't it? Jeffrey Epstein named Bill Gates' science advisor Boris Nikolic as an executor of his will, prompting the xenotransplantationist to express his shock and turn down the offer. Listen to this. Medieval diseases lurk in L.A. 124 cases of typhus are confirmed amid fears bubonic plague, is infecting homeless on filthy streets. Oh, that's not a white woman. Okay, that's not at all. Let's see what else we see. Donald Trump wants the U.S. to buy Greenland. You've heard of that, right? He says now, T-Rump promises he won't build his properties in Greenland. President, I'd believe him, wouldn't you? If he promised me something, I'd believe him implicitly, absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't even question anything he said. Would you? He said, he tweets mocked up picture of one of his hotels on the island after he said purchasing the territory from Denmark would essentially be a real estate deal. Richard Littlejohn, forget Greenland. Why doesn't Donald Trump buy Great Britain? Yeah, why not, huh? Could this be the devil? Oh, Biden's hugging black people now. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he cares about black people for sure. All Jews love blacks, you know that. You know that's not true. Unbelievable. Trump's wall is working. Two illegal immigrants are arrested after they tried and failed to climb over a newly built part of the barrier at the Mexico border. Wow, two. Well, it's a start, isn't it? American families will pay $1,000 a year for Trump's tariffs on China, J.P. Morgan analysis claims. Mississippi prison, praised by T-Rump, is worse than ever, with inmates on constant lockdown, gangs setting fellow prisoners on fire, and convicts wielding more power than guards. You think about that headline. Let me read it to you again. Mississippi, praised by T-Rump, is worse than ever, with inmates on constant lockdown, gangs setting fellow prisoners on fire, and convicts wielding more power than guards. I love it. I love it. And these aren't really, it looks like a couple of them might be white. Universal Studios Orlando bans 4 young tourists after they were photographed throwing Nazi salute and white power sign on a roller coaster. Now listen to this. They're doing the raised out hand, but they're doing the 666 sign with their fingers. And because Donald Trump used that, they're saying that's white power. How does 666 translate to white power? Could you tell me that? They also have said that when you put your thumb up in the air, that's a white supremacist gesture. These Jews are mentally ill anyway. You realize that, right? Instagram model was thrown off a balcony in attempted murder in the Czech Republic after she was a witness to a high-profile case that saw two Russian soccer players jailed for assault. Boy, she's a hottie. Let me see. Apple is spending more than $6 billion. Everything, when they start something, it's to do with six. Remember the computer was $666? Apple is spending more than $6 billion on exclusive video content as the tech giant plans to launch streaming service in the next 2 months. Well, I don't know. Let's see. Obese woman who was taunted by bullies who said big girls should kill themselves loses 196 pounds, but says being left with loose skin has dampened her sex life. Well, what was her sex life like before? Oh, she's Kara Beck. I think that's Jewish. Yeah. School, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, faces second bullying scandal after parents say abuse led their 14-year-old girl to attempt suicide. Womb Raider and her daughter plead not guilty to murder charges in death of the baby they cut from his teenage mother's belly after strangling her. And they're not white. Clearly not white. Twenty state attorneys plan to launch joint antitrust investigation into big tech, including Kikebook and Amazon, as soon as next month after the DOJ announced the probe. Nicotine-free vaping can damage blood vessels and narrow them by up to a third, study suggests. Okay, this is getting crazy. Trespassers in Canadian town Dildo are warned not to take selfies with huge Hollywood-esque sign that was gifted to residents by a Jew named Jimmy Kimmel. These Jews. And he's laughing. They're laughing about it. It's really funny, isn't it? Imagine naming a town Dildo and putting a big sign up there. I bet the Freemasons love that city. Quitting smoking could cut the risk of cardiovascular disease by 40% within 5 years, study finds. Well, I'll tell you, I won't be watching this one. James Bond 25, film title is revealed to be No Time to Die, as filming for Daniel Craig's final outing in the role of 007 continues. Well, he's not 007. He's retired, and they made some ugly negress who they say is beautiful. She's not even close to being beautiful, but they gave her the 007 number when he retired, but they call him out of retirement for the film, so to speak. Oh, this is wonderful. As man becomes God, scientists develop a blood test which can predict whether you will die in the next 10 years with more than 80% accuracy. How do you like that headline? Oh, listen to this. FBI arrest truck driver just days before he planned to carry out a mass shooting at a Memphis church, slit the pastor's throat, and then kill himself. Let's see. Let's see if he's white. I got to just see. Thomas Matthew McVicker, 38, there's your number, in Indiana, claiming he planned out to carry a mass shooting out. Okay, McVicker's from Florida, so there's your meme, a Florida man, right? Let's see, do we have a picture of this fellow? Geez, I don't see a picture of him yet. Hold on, we'll find out. I see a picture of a gun. Oh, it's the guy I said that looks like a Jew. But his name is McVicker. I think you should take a look at this fellow. Boy, he looks different in different pictures. Yeah. It says Brandon Wagshall, 22, was arrested on Thursday in Norwalk, Connecticut, after police say he posted on Facebook about wanting to commit a mass shooting. He was charged with four counts of illegal possession and of large capacity magazines and is currently being held on a $250,000 bond. Oh, this guy's a white nationalist, this other guy. You know, the other feller that we were just talking about that wanted to kill the pastor, he's a white nationalist. He doesn't look like a white nationalist, though. And this other fella is clearly not white. It's a hybrid. It's got the pointy eyebrow. And you can see, they're trying to make him look as white as they can, though. They certainly are, but he's not white. This is what I've been telling you. Well, let's see. We can look at maybe one more or something, one quickly. Boy, that FBI is really doing their job, aren't they? I mean, it's amazing how they're just saving the public from all these shootings that never even occurred or happened. Oh, I see some Negroes here. Listen to this. Help yourselves. Two porch pirates brazenly snatched two flat-screen TVs after Amazon driver left them out in a very obvious packaging. You know, Negroes are always willing to help, you know. If a white man or woman passes out on the sidewalk, what they do is they circle around like carrion crows, making chimp sounds, and they like to film themselves and do selfies with the, you know, but when a black man or woman passes out on the sidewalk, the white people call the ambulance so that they can get help. It's a good thing they love us so much, isn't it? I'll tell you, this particular paper here, it's called the DailyMail.com, is very anti-white. And it's very clear that they're anti-white. You'd be amazed at seeing what you see here that's deliberately being put there. Well, that's all the time we have for today, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a News Bites Headline News Scan Report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.